This is Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your home for common sense, science-based healthcare. Here's your host, Dr. TJ Williams.
Hey, and welcome to the show, everyone. I'm Dr. TJ. With me, as always, is Aaron.
Hello.
Today, we are... I think we have a great show. I think that every week, though. It's just how it's going to be. Today, we're going to be talking about a subject that we get lots of questions regarding. We're talking about detox and actually why you should do a detox.
Right, and how to do it
properly.
Smart and safe detox.
Yes, because
there are a lot of things out there that are a lot of ways to do it that are not smart.
Yeah, and back in the day, I used to think, detox, I don't know about all that. And then I really got scared because ended up seeing lots and lots of people who tried to do some sort of detox, whatever it was, and they got sicker and they felt terrible after doing it. And then after learning more and more about it, having lots of experience now with it, I'm like, okay, yeah, now I see why they got so sick when they did this stuff.
Right.
Because they did too much too quickly.
Right. Well, and there are a lot of different problems that people make, but we can't stress enough how often people come in, and when people aren't feeling good, one of the things it seems like, especially nowadays, they go to is detox, right?
Right.
There's so much information out there. And we can't stress enough how often we have to fix the problems that were caused by someone trying to detox off of information that they found on the internet.
Yep. Or the interwebs are not your place to find
there's information. There's some really bad information out there. And especially... even when it's not necessarily bad information, because it worked for one person does not mean it's going to work for you.
Right. And there's bad information out there. And this is the thing. I think people go and they're like, oh, this website's really great. This is this person. And I mean, it takes $100 and, you know, a couple of hours to make a website look really, really nice and make it look very professional. And anybody can write anything up there. And so what we end up with is we see, you know, people that have zero education giving advice to what people should be doing to detoxify their body. And it's just, it's unfortunate.
It's hard. And it's difficult for us. I mean, we see this a lot, like with Facebook and Instagram, where people will be following someone and they'll say, well, they did it and it worked really well.
Fake news.
And first of all, we're like, they have no qualifications to be telling you what detox to
right.
do. Number two, there are a lot of times where we look at what the program is they're suggesting and we're like, guarantee you that didn't work.
Right.
So probably this person is getting paid to try to get people to do this detox.
Right.
So, I mean, there's so many reasons why it is not smart to just go out and jump on the detox bandwagon if you don't know what you're doing, which is why we were prompted to do this show.
Right. Yeah, we get emails all relatively frequently, not necessarily daily, but close enough to say, all right, we've got to do a show on detox because we get too many questions regarding this. And lots of people write us and, you know, it's I feel bad. I feel like crap. It's like a syndrome. I feel like crap syndrome. They feel terrible and, you know, they complain, oh, well, I'm tired, my head hurts, my joints ache, it's this mysterious migrating pain, some days it's my shoulder, some days it's my knee, I've got asthma, you know, my face is breaking out, I've got irritable bowel.
Reflux.
Yeah, acid reflux, gosh, we had lots of GERD. And so, unfortunately, for a lot of these people, yeah, detox can help a ton. It can help a lot of symptomatology. It's just got to be done smart.
The bad thing is if you have all these things going on and you do a program that is not tailored to you, you can do a lot of damage because you're having these symptoms because something's going on, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's not like you're going through a detox program on a healthy body.
Right.
You're not, or you wouldn't be having these symptoms. And so, while detox can be a really smart thing to do, yeah, like we said, you've got to be smart about it.
Right. That's exactly right. So, like, a lot of times detox, what people are trying to do with that when they say the word detox, for those of you out there, like, I don't really know what you're talking about with detox. I don't understand it. basically, it's just, it's not just necessarily trying to get things out of the system. It's not necessarily detoxifying the system. Sometimes a detox can be, you know, just taking a break from things. You know, we do a lot of stuff in the office. We make recommendations. I'm amazed at the number of people that drink alcohol every single day, right? Tons of people come to us and they have alcohol literally every day of the week. Either they're having wine at dinner or they have a couple of drinks when they get home from work, whatever it is. That's a just not drinking alcohol for 2 or 3 days a week can be a detox in and of itself. It's just giving yourself a mini vacation and a break. Traditionally, though, detox is it's for like things like sugar. Like, we got to detoxify and get sugar out of our system. So they eliminate everything that they possibly can with that. And then, you know, oftentimes they're drinking some god-awful tasting, you know, drink that's supposed to clean things out and cleanse stuff. That may or may not work for you. In our experience, most of the time it doesn't work. But the key to the detox isn't just the getting the stuff out. It's putting good stuff back in, right? And we'll talk about this later in the show. There are things that you can do where you actually put all of this stuff back in. You detox not by just completely eliminating this stuff and taking some nasty drink. You detox by replacing one food with another. That can be a detox in and of itself. And we're going to talk more about that later. But detoxes, they can help you lose weight, right? You can lose weight. Your energy can get better. Your sleep can improve. Mood gets better. I mean, obviously, if somebody's sleeping better and their energy level goes up, mood is going to go up too, right? Things like joint pain that I was talking about earlier, the digestive stuff like IBS, headaches, foggy brain, confusion, memory stuff, just the slight stuff, you know, can all be helped or maybe even disappear when someone goes through and does a detox, right? I mean, this is one of the big things. And another thing that we actually have seen occasionally, doesn't happen often, but it does happen, is we'll have men especially whose, you know, libido will increase after doing a detox. And, you know, there's a lot of reasons for that. It has to do with the body's ability to, you know, deal with sugar. Sugar drops libido. But it also has to do with, you know, a dirty system can't make hormones very well. And so we can have low levels of testosterone and things because we're just toxic and things just aren't working the way that we're supposed to, right? So let's talk a little bit about some of these, you know, benefits of detoxification and look at them a little more. These are like big reasons that people want to detox. And the first of those is I want to feel better. And I mentioned that just a second ago, right? So if you're doing a detox because you want to wake up and, you know, be wide awake, you know, when the alarm clock goes off and you're not hitting snooze 50 times to get out of bed, you know, when you're setting your alarm clock, you got to be up at 6:30 and you're setting your alarm clock for 5:15 so you can get out of bed at 6:30. You're not doing yourself any service whatsoever. You're actually doing yourself a disservice. So if you're wanting to do things like wake up, you know, feeling vital, vibrant, alive, and all this stuff, you definitely want to do a detox, right? If you're, you know, even if you're thin, this isn't for just like people that are overweight. These are for, you know, people that are thin as well. And, you know, thin people can have symptoms of being toxic. Thin people have brain fog and body aches and pains and digestive upsets and things like that. I mean, most of us don't really put together, you know, what we're eating with how we're feeling, especially when we put together things, you know, we don't put together things like body aches and pains or headaches with food that we eat. If it didn't create a problem immediately after eating, then we think that we don't associate it with food.
Right. No, exactly. And I think that it's, you know, we talk about this and we're going to get into how to, you know, do a smart detox later in the show. But I think it makes sense where if people are having these symptoms like fatigue, brain fog, you know, digestive issues, all of these things that we talked about before, you know, headaches, a detox is a good place to start. And that's why we really wanted to do a show on it, because it's not a bad choice if someone, you know, doesn't have the money to do the testing to find exactly, right. find out exactly what's going on, because it's something that can give you relief, even if it's just in the short term, kind of, you know, reset your body and get it, you know, to try to start functioning normally again. And sometimes that's all a person needs. I mean, if you can detox and then your body's like, oh, okay, you know, reset, and now I'm okay. You know, I mean, a lot of times.
But that's not a hall pass to just go out and eat like crap again.
No, this is your time to like, okay, you know, we're resetting it. And now, you know, I'm going to treat my body better. Or you're just going to be in this constant cycle of detox and then binge.
Right.
Detox and then binge. And right. it's not going to really actually do you any good.
That's like getting drunk and then sobering up for a couple hours and then getting drunk again. Doesn't, I mean, seriously, it's not really doing us any good. If we're going to sober up, let's sober up. If we're going to clean up our diet and detoxify, let's not put all the crap back in our system. Because trust me, you don't need me behind a microphone to sit here and tell you what you should and shouldn't be eating. You already know that you should not be eating tons of sugar.
Yeah.
You know that you shouldn't be drinking, you know, 2 liters of Mountain Dew every day. You know that you shouldn't be, you know, having donuts for breakfast.
Right. We've said that before. Like, you know, people will say, I need to get more calcium in my diet. Is it, you know, what's the best way to do that? And because I'm not feeling the best. And we're like, why don't you start with quitting eating donuts for breakfast
right.
every single morning? I mean, like, you're getting
into
the very specifics of like, what, you know, is this better or this better? It's like.
Right.
I mean,
is a donut better, or should I get a calcium fortified donut? I don't know. Well, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about some other benefits of detoxification. You're listening to Wellness 101. And welcome back, everyone. So today on the show, we are talking about detox and why you should detox, whether or not you should detox, et cetera. And
right.
we're fans of it. I think it's great if done properly.
Yes. And right now we were just going through, we've only gone through one so far, but, you know, we could literally talk about like thousands of benefits of detoxification. But we've pulled just a few out
right.
that we wanted to make sure that we talked about. And the first one we talked about in the last segment was that you're going to feel better.
That's
if you
right.
detox, I mean, you will feel better. And most people, I mean, when they come to see us, you know, they just get to the point where they're like, I will do whatever. I just want to feel better.
Right.
And that's why, you know, we were talking about this is a good thing for people to be able to do on their own. We're going to, you know, kind of walk you through how to do a smart detox, but it's something that you don't have to go in and see a doctor because
right.
we get really frustrated. I know we've probably talked on this before and I kind of get up on my soapbox, but I get frustrated when I hear people come in and they say they've gone to like an alternative medicine practitioner or a functional medicine, someone claiming to be functional medicine, and they will just tell them, you know, change what you eat or they'll put them on some sort of detox. And I'm like, we could have just given you that information for free. Like, it's not tailored to
them. Tune in
to
Wellness 101
right.
Sundays at 3.
And that's really what we are trying to do with this show. We're like, there are so many things that unfortunately we can't give advice on until we know what's going on with a specific person.
Right.
But the things that we can, that's why we have this radio show. Because you shouldn't have to be paying for the, you know, that kind of information that should be available to you. I just don't feel like it's, you know, that's not what functional medicine is. And
right.
I think that, you know, functional medicine sometimes gets confused with just being healthy.
Common sense.
Right. So we're going to give you the common sense part for free.
Yeah. So another benefit of detoxing or detoxification would be losing weight, right? So one thing that really frustrates me is this whole calories in, calories out model. It doesn't work. It's not true. That's, you know, if you eat less calories and, you know, then or if you burn more calories in a day than you consume, you will lose weight. Well, that's not true because that's saying that all calories are equal and all calories are not equal. In a lab, all calories are equal, but in a human body, all calories are not equal. The body utilizes sugar from a teaspoon of table sugar much differently than it utilizes fat from grass-fed meat. Right. Or sugar from fruit, right? From a strawberry. Your body, human body uses things this completely different. So not all calories are equal. So
Well, and I think that's something that, you know, even Weight Watchers has, like, you know, we talked about that.
Oh, yeah, they changed their name.
Yeah. I don't remember what they changed it
to. I don't know.
It's not Weight Watchers anymore. But it's
Weight Watchers.
But the whole problem is that for the longest time, they were saying, you know, teaching you to just count calories. And finally, I think, you know, they wised up.
Well, then they tried to go from calories to points. And so you base this thing on a point system. Well, I eat a 1 point or a 2 point because counting to 300 or 400 is too hard.
So, I mean, and I give them credit for trying to make it easier for people. And I do think, I mean, I'm definitely not bashing on Weight Watchers because I know a lot of people that learned through Weight Watchers that, you know, kind of what the calorie content was of, you know, certain foods. There were certain foods that they always thought were healthy. And then through Weight Watchers, they were like, wow, I didn't know that I shouldn't be, you know. And so I do think there have been some benefits to it for people. But it's, you know, it used a calorie in, calorie out model. And for a long time, it's changed it now.
They're changing. I don't know if it's completely changed, but they're at least.
But they've learned that doesn't work.
Right. They're adding in a whole body aspect
and
to this.
And we've actually had a number of patients that come in and are like, yeah, I used to do Weight Watchers. Then they changed it. And I was able to follow it when it was just, you know, I could then if I wanted to have cookies or something, I could. I just, you know, I had to watch what I ate the rest of the day. And we're like, okay. But if you can't like
and,
just
and
eating,
you're still 200 pounds overweight.
Right. There's a reason
and
it
you
doesn't
have
work.
Been.
I mean,
and,
yeah.
And you're frustrated.
And so, yeah. I mean, it just, and maybe you lost weight for a short period of time, but it wasn't sustainable. It just, there are a lot of problems with that. So.
Right. And a lot of it has to, I mean, the calories are different. Like sugar and flour, they trigger your body to, you know, into addiction and to overeating. They cause your body to secrete tons of insulin, and then that causes a lot of inflammation. Period. That's what it does. It's dry leaves on a fire. That's what sugar and white flour does. It's literally, if you had a fire going, you threw dry leaves on it, that's what you're doing when you put sugar and white flour in the body. You're just adding to the inflammatory
process. A really good example of this is artificial sweeteners that we've talked on here before.
Yeah.
Because generally no calories, right?
Right.
But they are horrible for you from a biological standpoint. I mean, on a physiological standpoint, what it's actually doing to the body, because you're going to be craving sugar more. So, I mean, it's a really good example of the fact that zero calories does not mean healthier. I mean, it really can have much harmful effects than if you were eating just pure sugar.
Right.
Which isn't a good idea either.
Yeah, then we're not recommending that either. At least not today.
Right.
That's the thing. And if you detoxify, you cut the sugars out of your diet, you're going to lose weight, especially when you start realizing that the average American consumes like over a pound of sugar and over a pound of flour every day or something like that. It's insane. It's like 150 pounds of sugar a year and like 100 pounds of flour a year is what's consumed. That's like a pound a day.
Right.
Right. Of sugar and flour. It's just insane how much we're consuming. And we're wondering why we're gaining weight. You detoxify off that stuff and eliminate that from your diet, you will lose weight, right? And then another one is, so another benefit of detoxification is by detoxifying, you can basically cut cravings. I mean, we all know people that, or if you may be one yourself, that you just crave certain foods. Like I have to have my daily chocolate. I have to have my, you know, sweets or my dessert after a meal. There's these cravings that are, you know, that happen to us. Right. And so.
Right. Well, we know sugar and flour are biologically addictive.
Right.
I mean, they are.
Yeah, for sure. And so, you know, when we look at someone who's overweight and then we blame that person that's overweight for being lazy, I don't believe that's true at all. People don't choose to be overweight because they want to. People get overweight because they get in a rut and they can't figure out how to break the cycle. And then when they do the things that they think are breaking the cycle, it just makes the problem worse.
Right. And then they go online and they hear all these people saying, oh, just do this. And
yeah,
it's wrong and it makes it worse.
Yeah.
We've done things on here before about food addiction and, you know, why people can't lose weight. And we really try to stress this because I hate the fact that there's so much shame and guilt that is, attributed to carrying too much weight. And I have a lot of times people said to me, you know, well, you know, you just don't, eat whatever you're craving, where I will, you know, I don't do as good job. You must have better willpower. No, I literally don't have those cravings. And right. I can't stress that enough. Yeah. And it's because of my diet. I've gone through periods where I did. When I was sick, before I had all of my health issues figured out, I craved that stuff. I craved cereal. I craved, I mean, basically any sort of carb. You know, I craved sugar and I craved carbs. And it, I didn't want anything else. Everything else tasted horrible. But now that I'm like doing what I need to do for my body, I don't have to worry about cravings. So, right. I mean, if you're in this cycle of, you know, I'm trying not to like, just give in to my cravings and eat these things that I know I shouldn't eat, you're already looking at this incorrectly.
Right.
I mean, and a detox can help with that.
Well, and the food industry is not helping you.
Oh,
at
no,
all.
The food industry is definitely against you on this.
Right. There's a book out there called Salt, Sugar, Fat. This guy wrote this book, and he explained in the book that the food industry, different aspects of the food industry, they hire craving experts. So what they do is they take junk food like chips and things like that, and they help the company create this call it a sweet spot. It's basically a sweet spot of flavor where there's just the right balance of salt, sugar, and fat that causes your body to crave more of it. Remember the old potato chip commercial? You can't eat just one. They're right. That's because they've got it fine tuned. They know exactly how much flavor needs to be there in the form of salt, sugar, and fat. And I mean, it creates this just nasty craving in the system.
Right. Well, and we talked about, you know, just recently we had a lady come in with a 6-year-old who is going through this, and he's having to go through a detox. A 6-year-old with, you know, yeast overgrowth, yep. All sorts of issues. And she's a single mother, and she's like, you know, we're like, he needs to quit eating processed foods. He needs to break, you know, quit eating sugar. She's like, I can't get him to eat anything else. And, you know, and she's like, I know that I'm the problem. I mean, you know, she's like, she works full time. She's, you know, doing the best she can with him. And so we've really been trying to work with her to get it under control. But it's hard. I mean, he's a kid. And actually, I mean, I say it's hard. She's doing an amazing job. But I want to
stress, we're already
seeing
benefits since it's been like 2 weeks.
Yeah. But I want to say like this, you know, to those of you listening, this isn't just an adult problem. This can be a kid problem. And I think that like, and if you have kids that are having, you know, like.
If you have a picky eater. That's what you have going on.
Yes.
You
or
have
if they're sensitive to smells. We hear that a lot. Like they think that things don't smell good. They won't even try new foods. But also, you know, discipline issues, trouble paying attention, you know, all sorts of, you know, issues that with kids that will benefit from just going on a detox. Right. And you won't have to worry about those issues anymore. Good right. thing we're doing this after Halloween, right?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, that's its own thing. It's sugar overload. Like we could tell you all kinds of stories about people, you know, whose kids eat sugar and have crazy reactions because of it. All right, we got to take another break. When we come back, we are going to talk about a couple more of these benefits of doing a detox, and then we're going to get into explaining like how to do this correctly and all the benefits that you can get from it if you do this thing, if you do a detoxification correctly. You're listening to Wellness 101.
You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just tuning in to the show today we have been talking about why you should detox and the benefits of it. And we're kind of going through some benefits of doing a detox. And we talked about one of them is you can feel better. Two, you can lose weight. Three, you can decrease cravings. And that's kind of all we got through because we get sidetracked. And so we've got a couple more that we want to talk about. One of those is you can eliminate food sensitivities. So by detoxifying off of certain foods, you can, you know, if you're eating foods that you're sensitive to, you can be creating inflammation in your system. And when you detox off of just general foods that create inflammation, like sugars and things like that, you can decrease your level of inflammation. And so we tell a lot of people when they're going through a detox to also, hey, cut out gluten and dairy when you're doing this detox.
Right. They're two of the most common food sensitivities.
Very common food sensitivities. And so we list out, you know, all the things that are like things like dairy. Dairy is, you know, milk, butter, cheese, ice cream, yogurt, all of that stuff. And you eliminate that. And people realize after they do, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks of a detox and cut that out of their diet, that they feel tons better. And so that's when that's just giving you an idea that that's probably an issue for you. And so by eliminating these foods and detoxifying your system, you can eliminate some of these food sensitivities that you have. So it's a great thing to do. You know, we're not talking about true allergies like shellfish and peanuts and stuff like that. This is sensitivities, which are different. We've talked about sensitivities on this show a ton, right? Next on the list is you can basically get a reboot. It's like a system reset. You're turning the power button off on your computer and, you know, allowing your system to calm down and then come back online. And when you do that and you take away all these foods that you shouldn't be eating, I alluded to it earlier in the show, you don't want to just detox, do a cleanse or a detox, and then just go right back to your same old eating patterns. That gives you an opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to not drink a 2 liter of Mountain Dew every single day. I'm going to not do these certain things that I know that I shouldn't be doing. I'm going to instead incorporate more fruits, more vegetables, more lean, healthy meats into my diet, more nuts. My snacks are going to be different. I'm not going to eat a candy bar anymore. I'm going to eat, you know, some broccoli or whatever it is that you're going to do. It's just a shift, and it allows your system to just completely reinvent itself, right? And you'd be amazed at the number of people that do that, and they're like, holy cow, I feel better with just doing that. We see it. It's something that truly does happen. And then another one that we see this one a lot, and we see it because we ask about it because we do lots of hormone replacement therapy in our office. But you actually have better sex. We talk about it in our office visits all the time. We talk about libido, and I'm still amazed every time, but I'm not surprised when people report to us that they basically have no libido whatsoever. They have no desire for sex
at
all.
Well, and a lot of people believe like that just happens as you age.
Yeah, just happens as you age. Take a Viagra and everything will be fine. And then
you
get to the point that it doesn't work.
Once you reach a certain age, you have to go on Viagra. I mean, like so many people just assume that that's a normal part of aging. It's not.
It is not. And in fact, you start taking things like Viagra, yeah, that further causes the libido to go down. So it gets worse.
You become dependent on it.
That's exactly right. You become dependent. And then it creates a whole bunch of other problems downstream after you become dependent on it. I mean, doing things, you know, if we're drinking too much, if you're smoking, eating too much sugar, those are all things that decrease libido. And so if you're detoxifying and you're decreasing or eliminating those things, of course your sex drive is going to improve, right? So there are a lot of benefits with that. I mean, we see it a ton. And don't worry, we're going to do hormones. We're going to do probably several shows on hormones and hormone replacement. We've just had too many people ask about it. It's become a huge part of our practice. And, you know, it's great and people love it once you get these things balanced out. And the hormone replacement is done properly. Far too often we have people that have been put on something and they're on it for years and it's not helping.
Yes. Or they're put on hormones before they've had their underlying issues fixed.
Correct.
And you cannot throw hormones on top of an underlying problem. And a lot of people, unfortunately, a lot of doctors that do hormone replacement don't test you for things that need to be tested for first.
Right.
So then they throw hormones on top of it to make your hormones seem like they're doing better. But eventually that will all crash because it's like a shaky foundation. You didn't build up the foundation and it's a house of cards. And so, I mean, you might help in the very short term, but you're hurting yourself in the long run. And that's why we, you know, our hormone practice has grown so much because people are feeling good years and years later.
Right.
So It makes a huge difference.
It does. It makes a huge difference.
Because hormone replacement therapy, I mean, I know we've said this before, it's a great treatment, but any great treatment in the wrong hands can be worse than no treatment at all.
Woo-hoo, you can't hit ever.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Oh, buddy. We've seen it.
We've seen a lot of people that have come in and have claimed, you know, that they spent a ton of money and we're like, you're actually worse than if you had just sat at home and done nothing.
And they feel like they're like, I'm here because they're my last hope. You're the last place that I'm going to go to turn. I'm like, well, why weren't you your first choice? And a lot of them say, well, I didn't know that you existed.
Right. And that's shameless plug for us. I just want to say, if you are listening to this, we have had so many people who have said, you know, I actually came to see you because somebody told me about your radio show, or I saw somebody, you know, shared a post of yours on Facebook or something.
Right.
So those of you who are doing that for us,
thank you.
Just know, thank you, and know that it's a benefit because we have had so many people who are like, you know, I don't even know who I saw that from. You know, I mean, they can't even attribute it back, but somebody decided to share, you know, our information, and it's slowly the word is getting out, and we appreciate it.
Yeah. The word's getting out across the country.
Right.
I mean, we get people from all over the country.
And the world. We
have some around the world, too. But, it's crazy. So thank you for those of you out there who are sharing the information. So you have better sex. We covered that one. Another one is you can actually get down to roots of who you are, what motivates you to be you. So if you detoxify, basically, you're going to become more in tune with yourself and examine yourself introspectively, and you're going to see that you're doing things before the detoxification wasn't allowing you to be the best you could be. I know there's a lot of yous in that word or in that sentence, but it's true. And you know that takes me to, I think, and this is a shameless plug for Apple. So if you want to send me a watch and you're listening, go right ahead.
Because they probably are.
They are. I know they are. Me and Zuckerberg are buddies, right? The Apple Watch commercial where the guy is sitting on the couch and he sees himself come in and sit down and look at himself. And then he's just like, wait, we're getting up to run? And he gets up and he starts running. And then the guy starts to slow down and he runs past himself. And he's like, okay, I've got to keep going. It's like he's realizing that he can be better. And it's a great, great commercial. I watch a lot of commercials because I'm very intrigued in marketing or by marketing and how these things, you know, large companies, very successful companies like Apple. I mean, that's a genius commercial.
Well, yeah, that and the fact that, like we said, I mean, we're constantly hearing, I didn't know you existed. So we're like, clearly we're not doing something right.
We're not doing right. you spend a few million dollars and create a cool ad like the Apple Watch commercial. But it's true. And I know that almost all of you out there have seen that commercial. And it's fantastic. And that's exactly what doing a detox can do for you. It allows, like we said before, allows your system to reboot. You look at yourself and you realize that you're not being the best you that's possible. And can start to shift and change.
And like we said, I mean, this is a good thing for those of you. I know there are a lot of you who listen to our show and are like, you know, I can't actually afford right now to come in and see you. We know that. We get your emails. We respond to your emails. And, you know, I mean, but this is why we try to do these shows of things that you can do on your own.
Right.
And see if it makes a difference, because it might make us enough of a difference that you're like, you know what, I'm good.
Right.
And, you know, and hopefully things are fine. I mean, we know that it's not... you know, not everybody has the resources to be able to get fully tested. But there are things that you can do that can make a big difference.
Right. And it's like smoking. You know, people have money for the things that they want to spend money on always. And smokers, it's a bad habit. And I understand it's very difficult to break. But once you get yourself off of cigarettes, people that are smoking a pack a day are spending $2,000 a year on cigarettes, at least. Sometimes four, depending on where you are in the country, because cigarettes are somewhere between $5 and $10 a pack, right? So, I mean, there's just, the money is there if you just make the right choices. And you know it, and I know it, we all know it, because I do the same thing. I have money for the stuff that I want to buy. Sometimes I don't necessarily spend the money on what I need, right?
I come in.
Yes, that's where Aaron comes in.
Because I am not that way. But I've said this on the show before, when I was really, really sick, and you know, not that I necessarily advocate for this, but I had to get my health care on credit and then pay that credit off once I was better. Like, that's not a great way to do it, but you know what? You do what you need to do. Health has to come first, or you're never going to get ahead in life. If you're not feeling good, you're tired, you're achy, you're not going to be that productive. You've got to fix your health first. Right. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Self-care is not selfish.
No.
At all.
It's necessary.
That's right. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to discuss the ways to detoxify smartly. You're listening to Wellness 101. That mother, I'll
always fight with pain. You're listening to Wellness 101, brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.
And welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We are in the home stretch of a great talk on detoxification.
Right, and we're finally getting to what people really
want to
know about.
The good
so
stuff.
Let's get to it.
All right, so how to detox smartly, right? So there's some ways that you can do this and be very smart about it. So, you know, you need to do it. Now you got to do it without the pain and suffering, right? So there isn't really a shortcut. To doing this, you just got to be smart about it, for lack of a better term, right? So, one of the things that you can do is just basically go cold turkey, right? So, just go cold turkey. And when I say that, I'm talking about, like, earlier in the show, I said, I'm amazed at the number of people that drink alcohol every single day. Well, cold turkey off alcohol for a day or two, right? You give yourself vacations, taking days off,
well,
right?
Well, it's a little secret that, you know, diet and food industry doesn't want you to know, medical establishment, big pharma, you know, they don't want you to know that you are literally, most people, a few days away from feeling good.
Right.
If you can just eliminate it, give yourself a few days and you're going to be like, wait a second. Things are different.
Right.
You know, I mean, if they're not, then maybe there's something else going on. But so many people don't get to that point. They're like, I'm going to lessen it a little bit.
Right.
And then you don't actually ever eliminate it. Your body doesn't get to reset.
Right. And then, you know, the thing about addiction, the food industry is setting things up to get you addicted. Right. And you know this. I know this. We've all, you know, gone through this. Oh, gosh, I have to have the whatever it is that you're addicted to. Right. Well, once you come off of that, just like other addicts, you can't give a cocaine addict cocaine, right? You can't give an alcoholic alcohol. You can't give a sugarholic sugar. The same thing is true across the board. And once you break this habit, you'll be amazed at the things that improve and what you see get better. I mean, it's just crazy, all right? And I mean, when you cut this stuff out, you're going to make neurotransmitters better. You're going to make hormones the way that you're supposed to. Right, we just got to stop the sugar, and alcohol is a really refined sugar, right? So just think about that every time you're drinking alcohol. This is why diabetics are not supposed to drink alcohol. It's a super refined sugar,
right?
And
right.
It causes your blood sugar
to
go really high.
Stop all forms of sugar, all flour products, and artificial sweeteners.
Right, and so that's a great thing. I mean, any kind of liquid calorie, that stuff is just terrible for you. So sodas, all that stuff, just terrible. And get rid of things that have MSG in them or trans fats. There are trans fats out there.
Or hydrogenated fats. Yeah.
Yeah, hydrogenated fats. Just get that stuff out of your diet. I mean, caffeine is another one that's really hard. If you can cut out that one's difficult. I completely understand. Years ago, I drank a lot of coffee, and it was really hard, you know, breaking that habit. But
the point of it is that, I mean, it's not that we're saying caffeine is bad, but it's bad.
A
to
pot
be addicted.
Of coffee is a terrible
and
thing.
And it's bad to be addicted to it.
Right.
You know, it's one thing to drink it because you like it. It's another to drink it because you need it.
Right.
You can't, you know, you've gotten to a point physiologically where you're not functioning without it.
Right. All right. Number two, start your day with protein. It's important. Protein, protein, protein. All the time, every meal, you should be getting protein, especially at breakfast. Breakfast has to have protein, right? You've got to balance your blood sugar and you got to balance your insulin. This helps you to eliminate and cut cravings, and it gives your liver the raw materials that it needs to detoxify optimally. getting protein in the system, an easily digestible protein. I mean, for those of you that are vegans out there, you know, I'm not the hugest on, you know, not the biggest fan of vegan. I don't think that that's a really healthy lifestyle long term, right? But if you
are, most people don't do it correctly.
Yeah, because most people don't do it correctly. But if you are a vegan and you're doing things correctly, if you're looking to get more protein, doing a protein shake, a vegan protein shake, is a great way to go.
And going vegan protein shake is usually better anyway, because so many people have issues
with dairy.
And so these whey proteins, that, you know, there's so many of them out there, and they're like, you know, they're the you know, the best flavors and the best, like, it could really mess up your system.
Right. We actually recommend vegan protein shakes to our patients that are in. If they want a protein shake, we're like, get it. This is what you do. This is what you take. You take a vegan one. And they're like, well, it's, you know, why? It's got, I got to take so many scoops of it. Yeah, that's okay. Right. It takes a little more of the substance to get the same amount of protein, but it doesn't have the dairy proteins in it that your body is going to be sensitive to.
Yeah. A lot of people have underlying issues with the whey, and they don't even know it until they get off of it.
Right. That's exactly right. All right. Another thing that you can do is eat an unlimited amount of the right carbs. Right. You can eat as much as you want if you're eating broccoli, carrots, and cauliflower. You know, the right carbs.
Right. Kale. Collard greens. There's so many. Asparagus. You know, green beans.
Yeah, eat all you want.
So many of those things. Zucchini, tomatoes. I know some people have issues with tomatoes and eggplant and things like that. But, you know, those, there are carbohydrates in those. And they can do...
Eat the rainbow.
Right. Exactly.
Lots and lots of colors. You know, purple if you can find it. Purple is always best. It's got really high amounts of things that your body needs for your brain. Helps brain health. So purple is where you want to be if possible. Orange is great too, because it's got lots of beta carotene in it. So eating as much of that stuff as you want. Another one is to fight sugar with fat, right? Fat is not bad for you, right? Fat does not make you fat. Sugar makes you fat. Eat fat, get thin. There's a book out there. Mark Hyman wrote it. It's titled Eat Fat, Get Thin. It's a great book. He talks about the healthy fats and how when you eat the right amounts of healthy fat, you actually eliminate sugar cravings.
And how, you know, basically the low-fat craze that so many of us, you know, grew up on has been really bad for people to lose weight. I mean, it's just, and for health in general.
Yeah, it's just terrible. I mean,
and it's just messed us up as far as what we see as healthy.
Yeah, the rate of obesity has skyrocketed when we started making those pitiful recommendations. I mean, it's just
atrocious. So we say that a lot. A lot of times when people are like, but I'm craving sugar. We're like, you know what? Increase your fat intake.
Right.
I mean, because the body will... You know, I mean, it wants to be fed, and it's there's usually a good substitute. If you're eating more fat, you will decrease those sugar cravings. And, you know, well, if you're cutting it out cold turkey, it won't matter anyway, but it will help you with the cravings.
Right. And then lastly, use friend power, not necessarily willpower, right? There's lots of research that shows that, you know, if you surround yourself with like-minded people that are healthy, that eat the right things, that you're going to do things with them, right? Community is better for health than any hospital or doctor.
Yes. And you guys, that is one of the things that we hear over and over from our patients. A lot of them that come in and are, you know, getting treatments regularly or just hanging out in the clinic, you know, just doing, you know, coming in to do the sauna or get IVs or just a shot or whatever it is, they meet people who are on the same journey.
Right.
You know, they're also putting their health first. All the people in our office, I mean, anyone who's been in knows we've got great people working in our office, but it's an environment and a community of people who put their health first. And that is so important. We do that for a reason, not because, well, first of all, we want you to be healthy. But second of all, we know that it helps you stick to what you need to do to get better.
And we know that stick-to-itiveness is important.
Yes.
Yes, I worked stick-to-itiveness into the talk today. But it's true. I mean, we need each other. Right? We're not a species that is meant to be alone. We're not loners. We're not great white sharks out there in the ocean. We are, you know, we need help. We are a tribe. Surround yourself with people that are like you or that you want to aspire to be like.
Right.
Right? So I hope that has helped. I hope you've enjoyed it. We're about out of time for the day. If you have questions or suggestions, please, by all means, shoot us an email. Go to our website, theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com. We're happy to hear from you. Follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. For Aaron, I'm Dr. TJ. This has been Wellness 101. Thanks for listening.
Wellness 101 has been brought to you by the Institute of Natural Health, your destination for functional medicine in St. Louis. For more information, visit them online at theinstituteofnaturalhealth.com or by phone 314-293-8123.